Chris, I know it's probably inevitable, but is there a little sense of things being a little bit more relaxed this week after the result on Tuesday night?
No, yes, there are. Of course, it's a result that we wanted on Tuesday, and you know, the only thing is what we've always wanted is for very much for everything to be in our own hands. But of course, due to sort of recent results, then we've had to hope that the other results went our way. And of course, it was we're very conscious at this moment, because although mathematically it's not confirmed yet, and I think you certainly have to be respectful for the fact that it's as I say, until it's mathematically impossible for anybody to catch us, then you know we're still in the same position. But of course, it's looking, you know, far more comfortable and a far better position than what it was, you know, before Tuesday.
With that being the case, why is Saturday sort of an important day for the club, for the players, for the fans?
I think mostly it's because it's the last game. It's from my point of view, it's we're on the back of a really disappointing result. You know, I think overall, I think generally our level of performance at home has been reasonably decent. And what we haven't been able to do is the obvious, which is get the points we need and score the goals that we needed. But I think we've, you know, spoken quite a bit about that one anyway. It's a home game. It's a real opportunity to give our thanks to a home support that's been excellent all season. And when you consider it's been a difficult season on the pitch, and they have still turned up in their thousands, and you know our average attendances have still been, certainly for this division, very, very high. So I think it's an opportunity to thank the supporters and try and put in a performance that, against you know, the top team at the moment, that really does thank the supporters.
You come up against the league leaders again. I think it was Derby last time who came. Four vying for two. How do you rate them in the runners and riders, I suppose, for automatic promotion?
Well, I think what you have got is I don't know what the numbers are, but I think that the top position has changed almost a record amount, I think, this season. And I think it was determined a little while ago that the four teams at the top, you know, have been the best four, and it's going to be out of that four. And you look at a position that Norwich were in, you know, possibly a week ago or so, and they looked like they were very much favourites for the top two positions. But of course, you know, if any of the three win both of their games, then it's going to be probably impossible for Norwich to catch them, and that's just how tight it is. And it really is going to be the team. You looked at Bournemouth playing home to Sheffield Wednesday, 2-1 up with, you know, moments left, and concede a goal. And you know, it's going to be the team that shows the best quality, holds their nerve, and of course can score goals. But at the moment, Watford are the team that's in pole position, and they won't want to relinquish that, and they won't do if they win both their games. So I think it's an added incentive for us, because it's a big game. We've fared reasonably well in the big games, and it's an exciting game to finish the home season off with.
So you could do your old club a favour. You had any words of encouragement from them or anyone who's still bit of extra effort?
I haven't, but I'm very, very conscious of the responsibility that we have in our last two games. And you know, I think even as regards, lots of people have felt, you know, maybe, you know, to use these last two games to play other players, or if we have any young players and so on. But we have a responsibility to all the teams around there to do the best we can in both of these games.